Welcome to Masechta Sota, Perek Tes, Chapter 9, Mishnah Tes Vav, the 15th Mishnah, the second half of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Lezer Agadolim, Rabbi Lezer the Great used to say, Miyem Shechara Beis HaMikdash, from the day that the Beis HaMikdash, the temple was destroyed, Shroi Chakimaya LeMehevei Kisafraya. The Chachamim, the wise people, the great Torah scholars, began to be like simple people who were only able to understand the Chumash, the Torah itself. Bisafraya kechaznaya, and the sofrim, those people who were scribes or chumash teachers, kechazanim, they became like simple attendants. The chazanaya and the attendants, ke'amo de'ara, became like amaratz and like ignoramuses. The amo de'ara and the local people, the simple ignorant people, azlav and nidaldala, they have gone down and deteriorated. And there is no one that is requesting for them mercy from Hashem. And who can we rely upon? Just on our Father in heaven, that He should bring us salvation. The Mishnah says, at the end of the galus, of the exile, right before Mashiach comes, the word ikvasa the Mashiach means when you can hear the footsteps of Mashiach, as if somebody who's waiting for someone to come, you can hear their footsteps on the corridor before you can actually see them. So in the period of time right before the coming of Mashiach, chutzpah yiske, disrespect will increase. V'yayker yamir, food products will be inflated, there'll be inflation. Agef and titein period, there'll be plenty of fruit of the vine. V'hayayim v'yayker, but the wine will still be expensive because so many people will drink for intoxication, they'll use wine as a crutch for their depression. V'hamalchus tehafech laminus, and government will turn into heretics. I'll take God out of the equation. And no one gives them any reproof. They're all sinners. A meeting place of the wise will turn into a place for inappropriate conduct, sexual misconduct. The Galilee will be destroyed. And the Gavlon, another area, some people say that it's the part of the Golan. Yishaim will become people will become uninhabited. The Anshe Hagvul, and the people of the borders, Yisavivu Me'ir Le'ir V'Lo'ya Chaynanu, they'll circulate from city to city, but nobody will take compassion upon them. V'chach Masleifrim Tisrach, and the wisdom of the Torah scholars will be disgraced. V'Reichet Yimoasu, and those people who fear sin will be ridiculed. V'Yo'emes Tehena Deres, and truth will be absent from life. Ne'orim p'nei zekenim yabinu, the younger generation will humiliate the older. Zekenim yamdu p'nei ketanim, and the older people will stand up and have to respect the younger generation. Bein minabel of, a child disgraces his father. Bas kama b'ima, a girl turns on her mother. Kala b'chamaisa, a daughter-in-law on her mother-in-law. The enemies of a person, Anshe Beisai, will be the members of his household. Habein Eina Misbayish, may other, the son, has no shame from his father. Terrible situation, says the mission of Amiyesh Lehishayin. So who can we rely upon? Who can we turn to? Alavinu Shabashamayim, and our Father in heaven, that he should redeem us, that he should bring Mashiach quickly. Now, to conclude the Masechta, to conclude the tractate on a positive note, we bring the statement, the famous statement of Rapinchas Ben Yair. Rapinchas Ben Yair used to say, Zrizus, alacrity and mitzvah fulfillment, mevi lidei nikias, brings a person to cleanliness. That means there isn't even a stain of any bad character traits or sins. Unikias mevi lidei tara, cleanliness brings a person towards purity of thought, purity of heart. Vitara mevi lidei precious, purity brings a person to abstinence, no need for materialism to be happy. Oprecious miveli kedusha, abstinence brings a person to holiness. Ukedusha miveli de'anava, holiness brings a person to humility. Ve'anava miveli de'yirashchet, and humility to fear of sin. Yirashchet miveli de'chasidus, fear of sin brings a person to chasidus, to devoutness, which means that a person doesn't just learn the letter of the law, but goes beyond the letter of the law. Ve'chasidus and chasidus, devoutness miveli de'ruach hakodesh, brings a person towards the Holy Spirit. The divine presence of Hashem will rest upon a person. The divine presence, the holy presence, brings a person to the resurrection of the dead. The resurrection of the dead will come through Eliyahu, Amen, made happy quickly, as the pasuk says, I will send the prophet Elijah before that awesome and great day comes. May that day come, may it come speedily. Mazel tov, and congratulations on finishing yet another Sechta Mishnayis. May Hashem help us learn and keep learning, start and complete many more Mesechtas. My deepest gratitude for being along for the journey.